Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Agent Janae McNally. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
I'm glad to have you back.
Well, good. You know, during this COVID stint since about mid-March, for your daily, weekly listeners, you haven't heard my voice for a while. It's been my 4-H kids, and I always kind of joke. I'm like, I think the listeners would rather listen to the kids talking about their projects and what they're doing versus me, the old 4-H agent, you know, in the mornings. But I was so lucky to have them and be able to give them this opportunity to talk on the radio, you know, at that time of the morning. Some of them are usually getting ready for school or outside doing chores, and so it may not work for their schedule to do that at this time of the morning. So I thought during that COVID stint, I wanted to hear from the kids and see what they were doing. So I commend all the kids that did a radio spot. I think they did a wonderful job and really promoted the 4-H program really well during this time.
The interviews were amazing. They were a lot of fun. Some of them were very uncomfortable about being on the air. Some of them just took to it like a fish in water. It was great.
I even had some parents call back and say, can the younger sibling do it next time? Well, for sure. So, you know, all the kids, it's a great experience for them to talk on the radio. And I think they are relieved once it's over, but it's always a good opportunity for them.
And it was, like I said, it was a lot of fun. You're never quite sure which direction it was going to go.
That's right. That's what I love about the 4-H kids.
Well, let's talk a little bit about COVID-19 and the effects it had on the 4-H program and you in particular. I mean, a lot of things have changed.
You know, a lot of things have changed. When this all first came down, it's like, you know, I think we as agents were, you know, scrambling like, oh my gosh, what is this? Because I know, especially in the 4-H world and in an extension as a whole, we thrive on that ability to be able to meet face to face. You know, that's what my program thrives on. I do 4-H meetings online. I do, you know, interviews online with kids. It's how we live and function and work in the program. But, you know, during this time, it's made me at least think as an agent, many of the other ways to do things and interact with my kids. You know, we have a great number of 4-H kids, but as technology and as there's more opportunities for kids, it's harder to get them maybe involved as they get older or grasp them when they're younger. And so I feel like we were able to do some things online that maybe the average kid wouldn't have normally not been able to partake in. You know, I was amazed at my clubs, and they were setting up Zooms for their club meetings, and they had creative ways and fun things to keep the kids interactive, because it's so easy for those of us who've been on Zooms during this time to realize that, you know, you can easily just kind of sit there. But they had great ways of interacting with the kids and keeping them involved during that meeting. We had some Facebook Live groups within their private Facebook group that clubs would meet. I sent out a thing, you know, what are you doing within your project? Email it in to me. And then we blasted that on our social media. And kids were doing great things, from washing and brushing on their steers to helping mom and dad in the kitchen to working on a dog house to working, you know, with their chickens. I mean, everything in between, these kids were working with their projects. And I loved that. Like I said, we had 4-H council meetings on Zoom. I just had one last night. And it's always so good to see those faces, or at least that name of, you know, the kids that are on those. So that was interesting. We also did, normally I come in and talk about favorite foods contest. And that was, when are we going to have it? Are we not? And we did. And it was virtual. And we had a decent turnout. The district ones we did. And those that will be going on is Tanis Normile, Braylon McNally, Haley, and Brayden Gillespie, who did their all virtual. They recorded a video. They submitted it. We had those judged. Then they'll go to the area contest to compete against other kids from across the Southeast area who've done the same thing virtually. So again, normally that's done face-to-face. They get to talk to the judge in person, but we did all virtual this year, which was kind of cool, but a good challenge in a lot of ways. You know, in Osage County, we were excited to kick off our new ambassador program that we have. We did that all virtually as well. We, you know, went from the application process to interviews to having our first meeting with these three outstanding individuals who will be representing Osage County as the new ambassadors, which is Kinsley Garrison, Ethan Neisler, and Josie Thompson. So those three did a great job in that whole process. You know, they worked with my program assistant, Jessica, and I, and, you know, paving that way and how this is going to look. So, you know, we did things like that. We also are doing area contests currently where kids, again, it's all virtual because we're before that deadline of July 4th, but normally we go to Emporia and have this contest of favorite foods, family consumer science, judging, horticulture, crops, and even livestock and meats contests are all going to be done virtually. And that's taken a lot of work from agents from across the Southeast area to set up and figure out those venues that, you know, they want to use that's user-friendly for our kids. So those are some of the things that we've done, you know, during this COVID time is plan for all of those, as well as how is our different fairs are going to look, which I can talk about those another time. But at this point, as your listeners know, we're back in our offices and looking forward to hopefully that July 4th date coming soon where that can be lifted and we can do more things, you know, face-to-face. But as we transition back to being face-to-face with our constituents, we just want to make sure we're doing our best to provide our community leaders and volunteers and the people that we interact with a safe, comfortable environment. You know, if we have a family that's not comfortable doing an activity, we want to be able to provide that. So, you know, maybe, for example, at the fair, they'll drop off their project and then come back later and pick that up, or they'll show their animal and then come back and be able to take that home at the end of the day. So we're doing our best to provide those environments and those options for families out there in the Frontier District, at least. So that is kind of what we have going on and what we've done. But I've just been amazed at the Frontier kids and what they've done and how they've handled homeschooling and their projects and, you know, being at home all those hours. I think we live in a busy world and everyone's on the go constantly. I know myself and my family are, and it was nice to be at home and we could do some of those projects that, you know, we would have normally been doing last minute of the fair. So
I would imagine there's some advantages of doing things online, able to have more participants, being able to see a project more detailed that way. I know you're looking forward to getting back face-to-face, but chances of maybe integrating the two?
You know, we've kind of talked about that. Yes, of course, I always prefer face-to-face because that's what I love is to see the kids and the leaders and parents. But these things, we keep saying, this is going to be changing our world in the 4-H world. For sure, you know, the area contest that I was previously talking about, we had over 160, I think, in the last email, kids signed up for this virtual contest. Normally, we do not have near that many come from the Southeast area. So I think, you know, if they're not having to drive somewhere, but they're still able to participate, then they're more likely to do it. So it's thinking and pushing us to the next level as agents and thinking outside the box has been really good for us, but a challenge as well.
Very good. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritassein Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gall.